realms of Senith.
I've got a lot of storms here.
A lot of what?
It's really storming. Got some pretty big hail, so it's like as big as a quarter, and under a tornado watch.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Here, there was like two or three warnings right in a row.
Was it really? I didn't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a few.
I hope there's not a tornado in the middle of a session. That would suck.
If I just, you know, disappear, throw in my kids in the bathtub or something.
You're still good to play?
I'm a few feet from that bathtub. I mean, I got my thing right here that'll tell me if this turns into a warning. I don't know.
Quick access bathtub for your tornado convenience.
The real question is, are you able to just play from your mobile in the bathtub as you're flying through the air?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if I still had signal at that point.
Do you have the link to the board?
No. Where do I need to look for it?
Chat dice and info under pinned. I got to figure out a better place to put it. I don't know where.
Honestly, just have a channel specifically for it at this point. I don't know. You could put it under rules. There's not much activity in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But basically just somewhere where it won't get pushed up.
I don't remember if this is the correct initiative. I think it's Grungar's turn first.
Very cool. I see Horde in front of me that is very low on health, and I am going to smack it with my greatsword. 225s to hit.
Both would be a hit.
Do you remember if he's taken damage recently? I think he has.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so as well. Just give me a moment. I don't think a smite is necessary, but we'll see. Actually, I probably should be doing these individually because of their health situation. Okay, maybe not. 7 slashing damage and 6 radiant damage on the first swing. We'll go for another.
7 and 6?
Yep.
Yeah, we're at 8.
And 12 slashing damage on the next swing. I assume I don't need to do radiant at that point.
Let's do a quick roll. All right, it goes... Wait, how much was it?
12 damage, slashing damage on the second swing.
I think that's a fail.
And there's technically radiant damage after that too, but I didn't calculate that.
Actually, I did that wrong. But it's at 1 hit point.
Oh, it's at 1 hit point?
Yep.
Well, if it helps, my attack also does 7 radiant damage, so.
7, you saying? Okay.
That's the stand-up, unless there's something funky about it.
Unless the damage is radiant. Okay, yep. Does go away. Is that your turn?
Yes.
Peter.
Come to think of it, actually. Sorry to interrupt. Am I within the threat range for the other horde? So I'm next to the block. Can they make attacks of opportunity?
They can't make attacks of opportunity.
I was ruling out the ability to move because I'm right next to their square, but not their circle.
This actually might be a good time to mention. You see the circles that are with those legionnaires there?
Yeah.
They're their own kind of swarm. They're a defensive formation. They're creating half circles that are protected, right?
Yeah.
Within the blue, if you're standing there, the hordes can't come through and hit you. And you can pass through their formation once a turn. Sorry?
So I could move over to like here?
Yep. And then now the horde won't be able to get through and get to you. You're standing behind a shield wall.
I'm going to move over there and request if any of them have potions available.
They're pretty focused up on fighting the horde that's right in front of them. They're not going to be able to do any potions, but maybe your team can. That might actually be what you're asking. Sorry. The general orders right now is try to push through the horde and get people to Bainter. If you have different ideas of what to do with these formations, go ahead.
I'll move over here then, and that'll be my turn.
All right. And also, you will move automatically with that shield wall if you're standing in there.
Oh, nice.
Peter's turn.
He will recite a poem that he heard from a famous sports team. Get back in there or something. And he'll cast Cure Wounds on Olito at 3rd level. Yeah, that was very inspired.
Right.
That's 24 hit points.
Even.
There you go. 24 hit points to Olito.
Nice.
And then 5, 10. Your next slugger, he'll say. That's his turn.
Do you have any suggestions on the swarm as you're going into it? Do you want to push up or just stay where you're at?
Is Grungar a paladin?
Yeah.
Onward! That's my suggestion.
Alita. Did she reconnect or maybe she's gone?
Can you not hear me?
Can now.
You couldn't hear you for a minute.
If you hear me now, okay. Yeah, I'll probably move over to where I'm protected. I don't get hit by the archers again. But I want to be close enough that I can attack. Like, am I close enough here?
To attack the horde?
Yeah.
Depends on your reach. If it's 5 foot, you'd have to be about there, yeah. Where...
My unarmed stuff is 5 foot. My long distance is 20.
Oh, if you're...
Am I that close? I'm at 5?
You're not at 5 where you're at, but you are within the 20.
Okay.
If you're where the purple marker is now, that would be where you could melee.
I could go up there, and then I could retreat behind them, you said, without them, like, being able to get me for retreating.
Right.
Okay.
I'm assuming you walked up here, came over, and then you could have passed through, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do that whole weird... Okay, so then I'm going to do unarmed strike, 23 to hit.
That's a hit. It's going to be really hard to miss. I'd be more impressed by a miss.
Okay, 8 damage. And then the bonus action, right, of the... I had this, and then I don't know where it went. Where's the thing I wanted to do? Yeah, so then the flurry of blows, my bonus action. Oh, is 10 a hit?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Like I said, I'd be surprised.
Okay, 7 damage. And then because I managed a flurry of blows, I'm going to use the open hand technique. And I'm going to try for the fall prone. If it fails, a dexterity saving throw, DC 14.
Can you pick a different one? There's too many for the prone to work. Like, you could knock maybe one prone, but this is a swarm.
Oh. Okay, well, the other two options are get pushed up to 15 feet, which I don't know about that, or can't take reaction until the end of your next turn, which might be good for Maeve, except that they probably don't even know she's there because she's so stealthy, right?
I think, yeah, they're not going to attack her anyway. They don't do the attacks of opportunity.
Oh, are none of those even useful?
I'm trying to figure out if you can push them. I think so. You could somehow push this whole swarm from what I'm reading here.
Do we want to push them? Is that useful?
I have no idea.
I mean, maybe it would get us closer to where Bainder and the machine is.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to push them, that'd be pretty great.
Okay.
Did they have to make a saving throw?
That one is a DC 14 again. So strength saving throw, DC 14.
They fail. So they are pushed 15 feet.
I am strong.
Whole horde of zombies gets pushed back like a bunch of dominoes.
Well, that kind of makes sense because I can picture like these legionnaires, like as they see what she's doing, you know, and like they're creating she's creating a distraction or something that they seize the opportunity to push with her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go.
You said Grungar moves with them?
Yep.
Yeah, should I be like over here now or something?
Yeah, you can put yourself, you're going to pass back in behind them, I think, anyway, so.
Yeah.
Put yourself wherever. I'm going to sync our views real quick. Okay, what now?
I think that's it for me.
I believe it's your water elemental.
Oh. Okay, so I think it's taking damage where it's at. Is there still one of those pylon things that needs to be taken out, or is the middle still, like, the best spot?
Well, from what you can tell, the middle is a cube that's spinning. I don't know if it's the best spot or not. All the pylons are connected to it, and that's where the beating heart that you found is located.
That probably is what I want to strike. I need to find... Oh, we have it right there, don't we? Like in the corner still, or is it not there? Okay. Or is it? Yes. Okay. I just had to scroll out far enough. The water elemental information. So Bainder's right there too, though. I guess I'm just going to go for the cube, though. Maybe multi-attack is the best one here to do.
So you just rolled 2 slam attacks?
Is there something that I add on that or not?
Yeah, the slam right under multi-attacks is +7 to hit.
That's 22.
That's a hit. And you're hitting the cube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's 2d8 +4 bludgeoning.
Oh, got 1. 11. OK, Okay, and then we'll do the next attack. Ooh, okay. It's 27.
That's also a hit.
18 damage.
Okay, that's a lot of damage. I don't have the map altered for this, but when that happens, all the connections from the pylons to that cube go away. So like the all this stuff here is no longer there. And Erevan and Throne fall to their legs.
Fall to their deaths.
No, not that far. They weren't.
Oh, okay.
200 feet in the air.
How's the heart?
It's doing good. It's just beaten in a mostly exposed cube now. I don't know. I say doing good, but yeah, it's not good.
I think it was because of how I asked all casually, like, hey, how's it hanging?
It is your turn, Maeve, unless the water elemental wants to move.
Oh, I don't know. It's probably safest there, like, as protection between Bainder and the two that just fell.
Bainder takes a swing and miss. Yeah, it's Maeve's turn.
So these zombies right next to me, are they too close for me to shoot them?
You're in their melee range.
Okay.
Well, no, you're not. Okay, yeah, there you can shoot them from there.
Because I thought I was like 15 feet up or something
yeah.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's 5 feet of difference. Sorry.
Okay, so then I shoot the zombies. Oh, do the legionaries count as flanking?
Yes.
Oh man, I might be the one who impresses you. Oh wait, never mind. Yeah. So I got a 2 on the die, but plus 7 is 9, and I think that hits?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so the damage is 22 plus something, plus 6. So 28 damage piercing. So I wonder, when you dash, how much distance do you add?
I think it's just your movement, again.
Okay, and being 15 feet up, if I wanted to get down, how much does that add to distance?
That would be 30, I think. Unless you have something that allows you to climb without difficulty.
I don't think so. I mean, I have like a climbing, like the pythons or pitons or whatever, but like, I don't think that does anything like that.
Didn't we all like have climbing rope that came in one of our bags or something?
Yeah, I mean, I think all the bags, so I have like rope and stuff like that, but I don't think that it takes anything away from the distance to climb. I think that's just needed to climb. What I was thinking, and I don't think I have enough distance to do it, is everybody's grouping behind this one group of legionnaires, and I was like, how can I get to the other one so that we're not all in an easy cluster for them to shoot at? I mean, I'm assuming they can still shoot even if they can't come melee us.
You get protection from the archers. It'll be advantage to your dexterity rolls in there.
I mean, at least there's that.
You might even be better off near Grungar because of his protection aura.
Fair enough. So I think between my distance that I can go and a bonus dash, I can get to Grungar.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Bainder.
Bainder.
I was just going to say he's going to be pretty upset after that one.
That's his official title.
So he is furious because this thing is messing up his machine and he likes making undead.
Just a casual side hobby.
Guess we'll have to learn to lay eggs.
Something bad's happening.
So that's going to be a hit. So that. Oh, he actually doesn't get the second attack now.
Unfortunate.
That's a side effect of Bane derping.
Womp womp.
Okay, that's his turn. Mord. Okay, so you want pushed up, if I remember right. You're heading towards Bainder, right? That's what people said?
Uh-huh.
Grungar, you go ahead, are there any skeletons on the board? There are, but they're engaged. Okay, yeah, Grungar.
They're getting married?
Yeah.
Grungar is going to swing his great sword at the zombie horde. 11 and 10.
Both are hits.
That is going to be a total of 21 slashing damage.
That's without the radiant in it?
No radiant, but I can throw in a divine smite. And I think I can do that kind of retroactively.
Yeah, you can. If you do, they're gone. If you don't, they're still here.
Okay, I'll throw in a divine smite then.
Is that your turn? Or are you going to do some movement?
That would be his turn, yes.
Peter.
Oops, didn't mean to move your thing.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. I forgot to lock it.
Peter yells out, if any skeletons need a wedding officiant, this paladin can do it for you. You go, boy. And he and he casts Cure Wounds at third level on him. You get 20 hit points.
Very nice. Grungar is ready to officiate a wedding.
Peter moves over and says, Morid, court bards are a thing. Just saying. Looks like my services, you know, something big's happening. Talk later. That's Peter's turn.
Okay. Oh, I think it's Alahita then.
Okay. So I'm going to have to move.
Oh, Bander does move over here after Peter's turn.
Would I be close enough? Yeah, for like the range, right?
Yeah, I believe you are. Okay. You're within 20 feet.
Okay, so that's 19 to hit. Ooh, 13 damage.
Kind of damage?
13. It's like the best I could have rolled. Yeah.
Piercing or bludgeoning?
That is, I don't know.
Darts?
Vicious spear plus 2.
Oh, okay. You said it was 13, so that's magical. Is that your movement and turn, or is there more to do? Oh, you have more to do with your spear.
Yeah, I have my...
Do you have an extra attack?
Yeah, I have the flurry. Well, let me see. I mean, can I just take, like, the bonus one when I don't know. I think I have to use key when I use the weapon to do another...
I think you have extra attack. You got it at fifth level.
Yeah, monks have extra attacks. Okay. I just checked.
I have another one with the spear then.
Yep, just another normal attack.
18.
Yeah, the AC on this one is 13.
All right, 9.
Anything else?
Stunning the whole horde probably doesn't work, so that's probably it.
Yeah, they're immune to stunned. Okay, that's your water elemental now. As far as your water elemental would be concerned, that cube is now disabled and its job is done.
Let's see, what's its movement? 30 feet. Can it get to Bander? Or maybe, I don't know, how could we do that? 30 feet.
It could dash to him.
Does that take like a whole action then?
Yep.
So what if I went part of the land distance and got in the water? Because in water I have more distance, and then got on the land again.
Okay, that's interesting. So it's going to take 20. It'll probably just jump down there, right? So that's
20, and then how much in the water?
Just because of distance. It's still going to be an action to swim. Oh. It doesn't look like that's a cheat.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and do like the 30. Is this about where 30 was?
Mm-hmm.
I can't really attack, but I'm still between Bander and them, which seems like maybe a good thing.
Yeah. Irvan and Thrawn are unconscious at the moment here. Fell to their legs and onto the ground. So having a defensive water elemental might not be a bad thing. Maeve.
Is it, what kind of action is it to like stow my bow and switch to my rapier?
One of those is going to be, let's see. It'd probably be easier to drop your bow and then draw your rapier if you're trying to attack something this round.
Okay. But if I drop it in the sludge, does it disappear forever?
You're on a rock. You can put it on the rock right here.
Okay. I'll lay my bow on the rock then, I guess, which might end up being a fatal mistake. But let's see. I put the bow there and then, man, I can't. I don't know. That's within my movement to go to these skellies.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, I'm doing all the things. I brought up so many menus just trying to move. So now I'm going to poke at it. It is a magical repair. That is relevant.
It is.
And by that, I mean it's plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 15 to hit.
You hit.
28 damage. And then can I still step back into the soldiers?
Yeah, yeah. You're actually in the back of them at the moment. They're finishing off zombies that were over here. So you want to be like there?
Sure.
At the end of your turn, Bander casts another spell. I don't have a token right here for it. A spectral image of a, I don't know, like a golden dwarf shows up and stands here. And it just stands there and pulls out a shield and a sword. Anybody that can identify stuff, he just put up a spirit or a spiritual guardian of some sort. A guardian of faith, sorry.
I feel like that ought to be on our side.
The dwarf looks greedy.
Hence why he's gold, I would guess. I'm pretty sure they're always gold, but it fits. It works.
That happens at the end of Maeve's turn. And then for his turn, he's trying to use his machine, and instead he takes damage from it.
Bane derp.
Hashtag Bane derp.
Making this into a TikTok trend now?
Mm-hmm. I'm too busy derping it with Bane derp.
Why is this selecting in the weirdest way possible?
Shits and giggles.
These ended up not being entirely needed, I suppose. But they're still there, protecting you from any random zombies that are still running around out in the field here. So you don't have to worry about them.
My bow!
One of the soldiers has it and hands it to you, we'll say.
Thanks, George. I can't read their names.
Oh my god. Bunch of misses. I think it's Grunger's turn.
So what exactly are we dealing with in front of us here? Is this a platform we can easily get up onto?
This is about 10 feet up. It's like a jump and a roll. Like you'd roll up on there and then stand back up. So difficult terrain, 20 feet to get up there.
Does not seem particularly easy.
Do you have religion knowledge?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
So 20 feet to get up here, if I was right up next to it?
Yep.
So it would basically be my entire movement just to get up there. Probably just move up here and get ready to move up there. And that probably would be a turn, because if he moves up there now, he's just going to leave himself vulnerable. So yeah, that's his turn.
Okay, so it'll be Peter's turn. At the end of your turn, lighting in this area happens just perfectly. Like, there's a lightning strike, and you're able to see that Bander is actually quite hurt. I would describe to you how you would discern that, but he's an undead mummy, and it's kind of hard for me to think of exactly how, but Grunger knows. He's like, oh, he's not doing good. So it's Peter's turn.
Grunger knows.
I was going to say, it looks like his skin's all screwed up, but he's a mummy. His skin's all screwed up. He's got holes in him. He's a mummy. He's got holes in him. So I don't know what to say exactly, but you can tell just through your divine eyes that his visage is getting worn.
Gotcha. He's probably, looking fatigued, I would guess.
Yeah. He's starting to resort to typical stuff instead of his machine that's just exploded on him. Which, that's because of Alita's water elemental, and I gave him all that damage he did.
Peter is going to cast a spell while singing something about shattering his hopes and dreams. He casts Shatter at second level.
And the mummy, as a reaction, attempts to counterspell it.
Okay.
DC 6. Okay, when using a fourth... Is it a fourth level spell or lower?
It's a second level spell. I mean, he definitely counters it if he casts it.
Yeah, it should be automatic when it's lower than third.
Yep. So in that case, boop, I was foiled.
You need to make a DC 16 Constitution saving throw.
Oh, I do? Oh.
Yeah.
Constitution saving throw. That's...
You cast it at level 2?
Yeah. How's a 13?
It does not make it.
Mm-hmm. Do I take damage or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You take 5 necrotic damage.
Ouch. All right. Ow! I take the Bane Derp back.
Everything I said.
You just got Bane Derp.
Unless you have more to do, Peter.
No, just be sad.
Okay. Alita, you have a really sad rabbit near you.
There.
I feel better now.
I'm sorry, I don't have any of my healing left. It's time for a long rest. Although, wait, I have a healing potion in my pack. Is that something I could give him?
Oh, I'll be all right. I'm just sad because my pride's hurt.
The damage to your pride is greater than that 5 necrotic damage.
Yep.
In fact, I have a superior healing potion. I don't know what the difference is.
That one's stronger.
Yeah, but...
It's very good.
Oh, it's very good.
Your normal one's like a Tylenol. That one's like a, cancer medicine.
That's like a brand name ibuprofen. Was it Motrin IB or something?
Yeah, sure. It'll even help you sleep.
Can I toss that to Peter?
I'm all right.
You're kind of not, though.
Yeah, but my pride is damaged more. I'll take a hug.
You can do that as a used object.
So I'm doing use object, and as I hug him, I use the superior healing potion.
Do you go in for a hug, but you shove the potion down my rabbit face?
Spilled!
Shit! Fuck! God damn it!
We're just doing the party. It's just the splash, you know. Like blow the cork and it goes everywhere.
Your bunny hop doubles.
What do I need to do? Do I need to roll or something?
Yeah, I think it's 4d4, wasn't it?
I wouldn't fight my... Yeah, okay, I thought you were telling me to roll to, like, overcome my... Like, I have to resist or something.
Oh, no, it's 8d4.
That's probably overkill.
Eight?
Okay. Yeah.
It's a four. I roll eight of them?
Do you add anything to it?
You roll eight of them.
Wow. Okay, there's two.
Yeah, I don't think it's Motrin. I think it's like opiates.
Yeah, it's definitely a controlled substance.
All right, 22.
Plus eight, 30.
Wow. There we go.
She gives the best hugs.
Yeah.
Don't you feel better?
I got potioned. Okay, next time I'll take the potion.
Uh-oh, he's looking at us.
All right, that's your action, Alita. You might have a little bit of movement if you want to move somewhere.
I'll go up and try and be a little closer to Grungar. That's probably about the... Let's see, wait. I have a pretty good distance, don't I? Where is that?
You can fly.
45 feet. So I could... Yeah, I guess I'll just go ahead and be up here next to Grungar. It's probably going to be, like, a really bad idea. Like, right next to that thing.
What is that thing? Is that the guardian thing?
Fainder's range of his can't get hit points thing. So if you're in that, you can't regain hit points.
No, I mean the metal thing.
Metal thing is his spirit guardian. Our guardian of faith.
It just expanded?
Yeah, I had it at the wrong range.
Oh.
However, it was much further before. Now that Erevan and Thrawn aren't empowering him, his range on his abilities are halved. Hence Peter being able to heal, even though he would have been technically in it had not the cube been destroyed. Whose turn is it after Alita? You're water elemental.
Okay. So it's going to move closer, and I think it ought to be able to attack at that point, right? Be within five.
Where did the music go?
It's paused because I didn't want to have a bunch of repeat. Do you want me to restart it?
If that's possible, yeah. It's pretty good.
Okay, is 17 a hit?
17 a hit, yes. I believe it was. Let me look.
All right.
17 was exactly what you needed.
Okay, and then...
Now that you're closer, you can actually see his stats.
Oh, two of the eight. Okay, eight. Ooh, 20... Okay, and then my next one. Oh, that's not going to hit.
You said it was 20 damage?
Yeah.
I'll count it as magical damage. Anything else on its turn? Oh, you missed on the second attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that water elemental needs to make a dexterity saving throw. It should be plus two.
14.
Okay, it takes 20 damage. I'll mark that in a second. But Maeve, it's your turn.
I'm just sitting here impressed at how the water elemental is soloing the mummy and all his contraptions.
That was a pretty good thought on Alita's part to toss that in the slime.
To give him an award.
So can I switch back to my bow, or is that like a full action?
This time you drop your rapier and on a rock.
I hand it to George.
Okay.
I can't read their names, so George is whoever is next to me.
I don't think they have names.
I think they do.
Some of them do.
Oh, I didn't mean to move them. I meant to move me. I messed up the soldiers. How do I put them back?
Hit undo on control Z. I should have locked it. Is it locked now? God damn it. Yeah, it's locked.
Okay, so Vayner's radius makes it so I can't see the structure. But where can I go to shoot at him?
You will have... height over here on this thing, if your goal is only to see him without being in his range. And there's a place to climb up here.
I assume with regular motion and my dash bonus, I can get to there.
It'd be 45 feet, so yes.
Okay, so that's what I do. I'm afraid to touch anything. Every time I touch things, weird stuff happens.
Half of it's my fault for not locking down the swarm of defensive line.
Yeah, I put my sword thingy down by George, and I take out my bow. Is the water elemental flanking?
Yes.
I'm going to shoot him a sneak attack damage. Oh, I hope that hits. Oh, 13 plus 7 is 20, so that probably hits, right?
Mm-hmm. AC is 17.
So, I mean, kind of just barely, but we'll take it. 24 piercing damage. That is not a magical bow.
Okay, completely ineffective from what you can tell.
Awesome, so I dropped the wrong weapon.
George, Squire!
All right, so that's my turn. What is his name?
Name's George.
Oh, he didn't have a name?
No, but now he does.
Awesome.
So Willie, he's George.
Does that make Maeve his mother?
I think more it makes George Maeve simp following around. Your weapon, ma'am?
I believe the proper term is squire.
You're right. I apologize. This is a safe for work podcast.
Okay, it's a hit on the thing, on the water elemental from Vaynder as he punches it because he's done with this thing. This thing's a jerk.
I beg to differ. Thank you very much.
3d6 damage. Oh, no. All right, he does get another attack because it's his turn as well. So that was a legendary action to attack him at the end of Maeve's turn. This is his action. Plus 4 destroys the water elemental.
What was the water elemental's name?
Simon.
Simon. No, Simon!
We'll remember you.
Rest in peace.
Is.
All right, and then for his movement and use object action, he starts working desperately at his machine here, trying to figure out what's wrong. It's not like he's like, oh my God, are completely oblivious to the cube being gone, but he believes that this thing should still be working, and that's what he's spending his turn trying to figure out. I think it's Grungar's turn, who gets a heal, by the way, from Morin.
Oh, does he? You feel a little spider bite you in the shoulder, and it heals you.
You get 13 hit points.
Sweet.
Is he going to turn into Spider-Man next week?
It's a robot spider, but yeah.
Yeah.
He might turn into a Warforged, I guess.
He's gonna turn into a Transformer Spider-Man.
Sounds even cooler.
Grungar is going to climb up here and move towards Vaynder. I think this Guardian of Faith has a thing it can do.
Dex save for you, yes. And this DC is 17, I believe.
16, oof.
So you take 20 damage just straight up.
Well, thankfully, I just got healed.
Bit by a spider.
As Grungar approaches Vaynder, he's going to shout, Vaynder, you have disturbed the peace of my city for far too long. And that man's brunch. And he utters a vow of enmity.
All right, is that anything I have to do?
No, it just automatically works, and it gives me advantage on my attacks.
Gotcha.
And he's going to swing his greatsword. It is 2 27s to hit.
Those are both destroying him.
Advantage actually came in pretty handy there. For slashing damage, which is magical, that is 20 damage. And then he's going to Divine Smite. I believe a total of 5d8 with his greatsword's extra damage. That is 19 radiant damage. And that is Grungar's turn.
Peter
starts juggling some small meteor fragments as he's walking over here. And they catch fire because, you know, as they do when you juggle with such skill. He casts Melf's Minute Meteors.
What level spell is that?
A third level spell.
Actually, I think I used all his points, so I think the spell goes off.
They start on fire, the things, and they hover around his head. And he's going to shoot 2 of them at him. Now, here's the question. I can shoot them within 120 feet of me. Once a meteor reaches, so they flow, once next to your turns, you can expend 1 or 2 of the meteors and then streak them towards a point or points I choose. Oh, perfect. So I don't have to hit Grungar. So they're going to hit this point right here. And so the Guardian and Vaynder have to make a dexterity saving throw twice. I'll give you that saving throw in just a second. Dex is 15.
Vaynder makes 2 of them.
Okay. So I'll roll that damage.
So he makes both of them.
Yep. So he's going to take a whopping 2 points and another whopping 2 points. So 4 points of fire damage. So effective for a third level spell.
Okay. How much does the guardian take?
9 if it failed.
It did not fail. Bainder, however, takes double the damage.
Well, Bainder, he is.
But he's saved, and he is now on fire. Like, his bandages are burning and stuff that are under his armor.
Yeah, he does not like fire, folks.
You weren't in a little tiny hole shooting through him before with the prismatic spray. You would have noticed that before.
Fire was hurting?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He took double damage from that. Alita, unless you have more movement.
No, I'm where I'm at. Okay.
How do I do the distance thing?
Where are you trying to get to?
I wanted to see if I could, like, get over, on that side of Bainder and, like, avoid the golden dwarf thing.
Anywhere within melee range of Bainder is within that guardian's reach.
I'll go up here anyways.
It'll just be a dexterity saving throw. You are near Grungar, and I believe he adds to your saves, right?
Yes, it's a +2 bonus to any saving throws.
DC 15, or 17, sorry. Dexterity save.
19.
There you go. So you only take 8 damage, and the golden dwarf fades away as it lands its thing.
Does it doing damage do damage to it?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think it actually has, like, proper hit points. It just vanishes after doing enough damage.
Mm-hmm.
I use my vicious spear.
So vicious.
It is. Oh, no. Okay, that was 11. Probably didn't hit him.
Nope. He grabs your spear and pushes it away from him. You still have more attacks, though. He deflects.
Okay, well, that's 20 to hit.
That's a hit.
10 damage. I'm gonna do the stunning strike. Make the target stunned until the end of your next turn if it fails a con saving throw, DC 14.
Does not get advantage on it, but he does make it. Rolls a 15 plus whatever. So he's not stunned. Does he take extra damage from that or anything?
Nope.
That was your 2 attacks, and then you still have your bonus action.
The flurry of blows. Oh no, it does not hit.
You have advantage.
Oh, what's that mean? Roll again?
Yep.
So am I actually close enough to do that though? Like, do I? Would I have to move closer to use that?
There you go. You're closer.
Okay.
You did it.
Well, I just rolled a 1, so.
Dude.
What was your previous roll?
It was a 4, so with my +6, I only made it 10.
What's Spartic Inspiration? A
D8? 1d8.
And it goes to attacks, right?
It does.
Roll a d8. Get a 7 or an 8 and you hit.
It's a 4.
Ah.
It was a shot.
Maeve, it's your turn. Who the fuck is Simon? Oh, never mind.
My bow did nothing against this guy, so I guess I'm gonna drop it here next to George. And
who picks it up?
He's my guy.
It's a caddy.
I think it was 30 to get down from the wall, and then 5, 10. Well, I can't really get any further than, like, here, but I've got my rapier out now.
So that was your bonus action and your movement, right?
Right, because I think you said it was 30 to get down off the wall, and then 20 to get up here. So 30 plus 10 plus 20, if I'm squaring that properly.
George picks you up and moves you closer to Bainder.
What a dude.
You have to hire that guy.
Actual limp now.
You definitely have to hire that guy.
Just grabs you by the sides and runs you the rest of the way you need to go. So you're floating in the air, you know, a foot off the ground with your rapier out. Go ahead and make your attack.
So he's using me like a lance.
Yeah.
Can I sneak attack as a lance?
Yeah, sure.
Peter starts singing, I can show you the world.
So my attack is 16 plus 7. That's more than I need, I think.
That's a hit.
Okay, and then I have 14, 18 damage. Is that correct? No, 19 damage.
Dust begins to fall from beneath his armor. quickly turning into a thick flow of sand and bandages. He gazes to the sky, giving a short but defiant growl before dropping to his knees. His legs give and crumble. His effects and armor spill unceremoniously into a pile as his form withers into nothingness. Vaindir is truly gone. His corrupted spirit denied passage to other realms or the solace of haunting. His existence fades into oblivion, and all his malicious deeds to gain immortality are wasted. Unknown to the adventurers, his birthright was a lie he believed to the end. His lost empire above and the vengeance that drove him will never be brought back to the stars. Having severed his soul for his own purposes, his soul dies with him and his aspirations. He is lost to the annals of time.
And now Mord can run to peace.
Behind you, you see, or over here, you see Erevan destroying his heart. Just takes the heart from the cube that's floating near him and smashes it on the ground.
And then he does that dance again, right? The gritty or whatever?
Yeah, he does the gritty right on his heart.
Down goes Vaindir.
There you go. That's the end of Vaindir.
We all know who the real MVP is here. George.
For sure.
All right, so there's cleanup going on. The undead don't disappear when Vaindir dies. However, the soldiers, because they're just focused on one horde now, they can take care of that. What do you guys do? Amir is celebrating.
I have a snack.
He eats it.
Well, I'm having the snack. Well, I guess we can share.
Maeve casually just trying to have his snack, and Amir just comes over and eats it.
I'm
hungry.
One of the things I should mention is a piece of rune falls from Vaindir. One of those that you have been collecting.
Did we ever figure out where to stick them?
The teleportation thing in the manor dungeon that brought you here.
Oh, right. It was missing pieces. I don't know if it's a good idea to start assembling ancient puzzles we don't fully understand. But I mean, I guess we got some sages.
Goddamn sages.
Yeah, so the portal is still active, but it's starting to lose power. So is the machine around here as it starts shutting down completely without any repairs or whatever.
The portal we can take?
Yeah, it's the one that brought you here down on the south.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about like there's a portal ahead that we could, you know, jump in and see where it takes us. Like,
No, nothing else. You're still in... I think I already described where you are. It's dark out, obviously, but you can see mountains, unfamiliar mountains in the distance and stuff. So,
I'm listening to Morad talk about how he's free to run Moradville like he should now that Vaindir isn't there with all his influences. And I'm like, God, you know, they say bards talk too much. Like, chill, Morad. Chill. We get it. You got a city, right? You're just getting a little annoying about it. Okay? I don't want to be your bard after all if all you're going to do is, like, wax poetic like this. I'll go hang out with Amir. Amir's better company these days.
Watch your snacks, though.
Yeah, no one likes a bragger as I break off a piece of my my trail, you know, ration bar and hand it over to Amir. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we should probably loot the mummy and then try to get back to the portal because I don't even know where we are. I don't want to be stuck here.
Everybody agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is actually sort of the end of this whole thing. However, I'll open up this over here. Why isn't it opening up? That alchemy lab that you were in previously to the far south?
Yeah. That's where we could stick the runes.
I'm going to be all down there. Hold on.
Did you say holla? Holla. We all down there. Holla.
I think he said hold on, but probably. I like your version.
Probably. I just thought hollow would be cool too.
10 out of 10 hollow. Interpretation.
Yeah. I'm going to be out down there. Hollow. Expected like a Missy Elliott song to start kicking off. Ding, 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 ding.
Or you could go with Gwen Stefani and be, you know, no holla back girl.
Uh-huh. Ain't no holla back mums.
So I'll have loot to figure out between now and the next session. We'll do random rolls for things that you find in that place. There's going to be those soldiers that help you search around real quick. But yeah, there was kind of a pressing moment with the portals starting to shut down.
Does Maeve get advantage on our roll because of she has like a special person with an invested interest in helping her find loot?
Are you talking about yourself or?
Well, sure, but George.
Oh.
I investigate extra better because George is helping.
I also have a vested interest in her having loot, I guess. Sure.
All right. So, as for this magical device, you were saying you kind of want to figure it out, have sages look at it before you start tinkering with it more?
I mean, it seems like a wise thing to do. I'm not really sure how wise I am, though, but yeah. I mean, I'm averagely wise enough to be like, maybe I'm not going to stick these alien things. I mean, they're not alien, but they're ancient. That's basically the same thing. I'm not going to stick in things that I don't understand without, you know, understanding them, if that made sense.
It does, but I was just thinking about how you did that to get to Baindir in the first place. But
well, yeah, but that's because there was a mummy that needed killing right now. But I feel like now it's snack and thinky time.
Back and thinky time. I like it.
Oh, yes. I mean, like a short rest would be good probably for all of us to reset at least a few things.
Yeah, and we have like a spear that we don't even know what it does yet because we haven't short rested to figure it out.
It's true. Mind if we do a time warp then?
Bidaloop, bidaloop, bidaloop. Let's time warp it.
It's all gone.
We're warping to Elkwood Palace.
Is that where the portal took us?
No, it's not where the portal took you. But
man, this Drungar, was... I did not know you could make a stew that good. You know, hats off to you, sir. Where'd you learn that?
Karast.
Oh, thanks for elaborating. Karast stew. It was great. Karast stew was great.
So where we're at for the next session here is that we'll be, you're going to be meeting with the king and, talking about your adventure. He's summoned you to the court at this point. This would be about a week after that battle you just fought in Baindir. The device that you had found in that laboratory was taken to be studied by the sages in Karast and then eventually transported with you. You've escorted it here to Elkwood. And it's outside of the palace. It's not like you're not carrying it around with you, but it's very nearby in a keep. As you have figured it out to be a, you knew it was a transportation device, like a portal machine. But with all those runes in it, it's determined that it's going to take you really far away. So you're trying to figure out what to do about it and who should be going, things like this. And the king wants to hear your thoughts, seeing as you are the ones that defeated Baindir and secured Moradville, and are the ones that secured this device, figured out the initial operation of it. And so he feels you should have a voice in what is done with it. So you are in this antechamber, they call it the chat chamber. It's the place just before the throne room. And Nathaniel Higgins, who is familiar with Alita in Erevan, and Maeve to some degree, is waiting here to summon you to the court. He's letting you know that they're close to finishing up, and that's why he came into this room. He's like, you're almost up. And he's waiting for acknowledgement or any concerns or questions.
I would imagine we don't have any.
Good to see you, Nathaniel.
He bows and says, very well, and good to see you as well. And then he says, I'll be in shortly. I'll be in shortly. I think that's how his voice was before. So yeah, you are left back to your moments talking about soups or whatever.
So the question is what to do with the device, like who to send really far away? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Like how to use it, who should be going through it first, etc. Like. As I said, the only information that they know is that it will send somebody really far. Certainly not within Orventa. but the amount of power once it has all the runes is it's a very distant portal. Not like anywhere in the realm, but it really far away. And by realm, I mean like they're talking about beyond the world.
So I guess this might be a good place to mention that I'm kind of tethered to Arventa. Like, I can't really go super far away. I have things I need to do here. So I vote for Erevan.
Well, presumably there'd be a way to come back.
Is it like hop over, see where it is, and come right back?
They imagine so. Because that's how it worked when he ended up with Bainder, where he was, his regeneration chamber.
So, like, out of game, is this like the other campaign, or is this like us?
What do you mean?
Like that thing. Like, are you tying these two together? Are we just saying who are we going to send through? Like, are we going to go?
Like dungeons or something? Is that what you're asking? Like your Eldoranza stuff?
No. Like, are you, like, there's a portal, right? That we're trying to decide if we're going to take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, are you talking about that Monday campaign? We're going to send people, like, send them just people? Are we not going to go through that?
No, the Monday thing is just Mordville as you're exploring the ruins of that city.
That's right.
This is a separate thing.
That's cute. Like, so I guess I was just curious. Like, you know, are we deciding, like, are we not, our people, are these characters not going to go? Are we going to send, like, some lackeys through? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Well, you're basically called here to talk about what you think should be done, who should explore it. If it should be yourselves, you can tell the king that. If you think it should be just generally to the adventurers, the king or crown adventurers, or they're trying to figure out who to send through first, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, if we want claim to it?
Think of like, yeah. Seeing as you found it and stuff, your word's going to carry a lot of weight.
Okay, I got it. So, So, like, question is there rich stuff?
I feel like we should send through a scout team to, like, check it out. Where does it go? What is there? Is it worth our time and effort to go there? Or is it something that some soldiers and scouts can, you know, check out? Or, you know, like, get the lay of the place and see what's there before we decide who's going to be there.
Also, what stuff do you have to take care of? Like, can we take care of that before we do the portal? Is it, like, a lot?
I don't know. I think I would have to, like, have a conversation with Josh, because I have kind of a backstory going on here, like, out of game, where I'm kind of an indentured servant to the king, and to my understanding, I'm, like, tethered to this area, and he says go, and I go. I mean, I guess it could be, an argument can be made that he could be like, well, go there, you know, but, yeah, at any rate. Of my understanding is, like, I'm kind of his, like, a lackey of sorts.
Gotcha.
Well, it's more like you're a huntsman, right? If I remember.
Right.
Like, before, with every, like, the adventurers are now huntsmen, essentially. So, I mean, if this is a thing you want to do, the king, you don't feel the king will be like, hey, no, I have other things for you to do. This is part of what you're supposed to be doing. So
fair enough. Yeah, I think my role prior to this joining this team was as like an infiltrator, but yeah.
Did you infiltrate our team?
No. But I just mean like going different places and doing different things and like falling into whatever role was needed there. But yeah, like gathering information, but not on the king's own people, on not the king's people.
Pull up a backpack and I'm like, why is there files on each one of us? And this in the backpack has Maeve on it.
Oh, whoops, drop that.
Yeah, whoops.
This is the worst picture of me.
he couldn't have done better.
Sorry, I play the flute, I don't do sketches.
That one got me.
So is this going to be a conversation that needs to happen between sessions as well, or are you fairly well decided on what's going on?
I don't know.
Okay, let me add a little bit more context. There's a lot of volunteers to do this. The sages that you brought it to in Karis, they're like, hey, let's do it now. We figured out that it goes really far. Let's go see what it does. The huntsmen, generally, they want to do it as well. I don't know how you all feel about it, but like, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that would check this out.
I feel like that's a good thing, though, because one of the things we know about this device is the last person who was operating it was Bander. So who knows what he has in different locations waiting for us, you know? Like, I feel like it's not a small team operation necessarily.
Or maybe like Expedition?
Yeah, like Expedition or, like, I don't know. Sending through scouts makes sense, like check out the lay of the land or whatever. But I mean, I guess we could technically be considered scouts. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like the last time I went through one of these portals, we found a mummy and like a really messed up device. And like, you know, it's like, what else are we going to find when he's been the one controlling it and had all the pieces to it? Like maybe he's married and, you know, we're going to find his wife next time we go through, or like his mistress.
Yeah. You killed my man. You don't get it.
Man me? I don't know.
I don't get it.
Man mummy. It was really bad. Ignore me.
It was good. I laughed. You just didn't hear me.
Bang derp.
I was laughing in my soul.
I'm so funny you forgot to laugh.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm down with going, checking it out. But I'm also down with, like, hitting the tavern scene. And, like, you know, playing some songs. And, you know, I'm a little rusty. Did you hear some of the rhymes I was trying to do to cast some spells? I mean, that was kind of embarrassing.
You gotta brush up on your sports references.
Yeah. Get in there. Oh, chap. What is that?
He's self-deprecating.
Yeah. I'm making fun of my actions in character.
I called it self-defecating once. That was bad.
It's kind of what I'm doing, talking shit to myself.
Nathaniel comes in to, and he said, I don't want to do that voice. I'm trying to avoid it. He says that there's going to be a delay to your audience. The speaker in there right now is Morid.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we'll be here a while.
God, that guy again? You guys want to go get a drink?
Nathaniel says he will send for you when time is available, but it will be today. However, you're free to leave and explore.
I need to see if somebody's got a bow that can kill mummies, because I don't.
And with a bow, he goes and returns to the throne room.
Fucking Morid, always just talking too much.
You could talk Nathaniel's voice up to, like, having an off day or, like, a frog in his throat last time.
Or maybe he was a frog.
He was a frog.
So, yeah, you'll be free to explore the palace. The renovations have been completed.
Explore that.
Something. Yep, that's something we could do next session if you would like, or if we can start a little bit on it now. It's up to you.
You can do it next time.
Yeah, I'll do it next time.
How is the weather? Are you flying around throughout the state?
Are you in a tub?
Oh, there's a monkey. No, I think it's all passed. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, everybody was like coming over to the house because we have a basement and some other family doesn't hear, so they're coming down. And then they went home because it passed, and then another one showed up and they came back, and I'm like, I just want to sleep. Like, I don't even care.
Just sleep in the basement.
That's where everybody was.
So you'll take the storm over the people?
Yeah. Yes.
Why is that so relatable?
No, it's fine. So, the kids were, like, really worried, so we had them singing karaoke songs, you know, like Itsy Bitsy Spider and stuff. So, there's another tornado! Well, here, sing Old MacDonald. It worked out. It was pretty good.